91X News.
It's 5 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Alana Pickerel. The Canadian Forces says a pilot of a CF-18 fighter jet has died after a crash near the Alberta-Saskatchewan boundary. However, the name will not be released until the kin has been notified. John Coder has more.
The military says the CF-18 Hornet jet with one person on board crashed this morning at the Cold Lake Air Weapons Range while on a routine training mission. The identity of the pilot has not been released. The jet was from 401 Squadron based at nearby Cold Lake, Alberta. There was no immediate word on what caused the crash or whether the pilot managed to eject from the aircraft. Cold Lake is the busiest fighter base in Canada. John Cotter, the Canadian Press.
A U.S. official has identified the suspect in the Ohio State attack that injured 9 people as a man of Somali descent. The official identified Abdul Razik Ali Attaran as a now-deceased suspect. Reporter Aaron Katesi has more on the suspect.
Law enforcement sources said the Ohio State attacker was a legal permanent resident of the U.S. from Somalia. Authorities believe they found at least one social media post that expresses a grievance over attacks on Muslims. The suspect was shot and killed after he attacked with a car and a knife. On purpose, police said he drove onto a curb, hit pedestrians, exited the car, then started slashing.
A police officer who was nearby because of an earlier gas leak was on the scene in a minute and shot and killed the attacker. Nearly 3 weeks after the election, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has been declared the winner of Michigan's 16 electoral votes. Scott Goldberg has more.
The state of Michigan has certified Donald Trump as the winner of that state's presidential race, according to the Associated Press. This was the final outstanding result of the 2016 presidential election. This certification coming at 2 p.m. Green Party candidate Jill Stein, though, says she still plans to file for a recount in Michigan. But again, finally, the state of Michigan has declared Donald Trump the winner. This was the last outstanding state in the presidential election. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's office says he won't be attending any memorial or funeral services for the late Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Trudeau's decision follows harsh criticism at home and abroad for a laudatory statement issued on the weekend that praised the dictator's legacy. But in the House of Commons today, Foreign Affairs Minister Stephen Dion listed a number of countries that have issued statements about Castro's death that were similar to the one issued by Trudeau.
Ban Ki-moon, under former President Castro, Cuba may advance in the field of education, literacy, and health. The European Union, as said, a man of determination and historical figure. The Mexican president, Fidel Castro, was a friend of Mexico. Spain, a figure of enormous historical importance, son of Spaniards.
Trudeau defended his statement by saying he was trying to highlight the connections between Canada and Cuba, but when asked directly whether he thought Castro was a dictator, Trudeau said yes. Saskatchewan says it has reached a deal with Ottawa that will allow the province to keep using coal-fired power plants in what is called a responsible manner beyond 2030. The agreement will allow the province to meet federal emissions requirements over time on an electricity system-wide base, as opposed to a regulation of every coal-fired plant. The federal government announced last week that provinces will have to phase out coal entirely and replace it with lower-emitting sources by 2030 or use carbon capture and storage technology. However, Keith Stewart, the head of climate and energy campaign with Greenpeace, says the federal plan is toothless if the deal means Saskatchewan can keep running traditional coal-fired power plants after 2030. That's QNET News on 91X to 505. Here's Alana Pickerel with sports. Though it's named for one of the most influential people in Czech hockey history, the Ivan Heinlich Memorial Cup tournament is taking up partial residency in Canada. Hockey Canada announced Monday that it has reached an agreement with the Czech Ice Hockey Association and the Slovak Ice Hockey Federation to host a prestigious under-18 tournament on a biannual basis beginning in 2018. Owned and produced by the Czech and Slovak governing bodies, the tournament is not sanctioned by the International Ice Hockey Federation. The Ivan Linka tournament made its debut in 1991 as its best-on-best U18 international event. The tournament is traditionally held in August, meaning it doesn't conflict with Canada's Hockey League schedule. With its top players at its disposal, Canada has won the event 20 times. Ottawa Redbacks quarterback Henry Burris, who was named the most valuable player after the most recent Grey Cup win, says his team heard people talk up the Calgary Stampeders before the game.
It all added up. We heard what people were saying about how great they were. They can't lose. Well, we're like, well, shoot, we've been doing something. We've won the East Division two straight years. And so it was like, well, guys, hey, we've been in this position before. Let's go out here and be exactly who they thought we were. The team who nobody gave any respect, but all we did was win when it mattered most. And thankfully, we were able to follow it up and get that job done tonight.
Send us your team or league scores. Email at qnetnews.desk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 5:07 is 5 degrees and cloudy. Tonight is expected to be mainly cloudy, rain beginning after midnight with temperatures staying steady near 7. Tomorrow, rain changing to periods of drizzle and ending late in the morning, then mainly cloudy with a high of 10. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Alana Pickerel.